Welcome to 2 Minutes with St. Timothy.
Hey, hope to see you soon. I hope you're having a great day. I hope it all turns out okay. One time after preaching about hope, a friend gave me a hard time because he was only thinking about hope as well wishing. But Christian hope is so much more. The Bible says God is our source of faith and hope, that we should always be able to explain the hope that we have within us. But even those apart from the Lord know how important hope is. The New York Times has been called the paper of record for a city some think of as the capital of the world. This came from one of their editorials. Day by day, across this city, people come to a corner in their lives where there seems to be no way to go forward and no place to go back. Hope is a feeling that is hard to restore once it has been lost. We hear so much about it that we forget what a powerful incentive hope really is and how fragile it feels. But just as the feeling of hope can be killed in a thousand ways, so there's no single program for bringing it back to life. They've called out the condition, but offer no cure. Hope is central to who we are because God made us to be filled with hope. It can't be found in a program, only in a person. The question isn't what hope is, it's who hope is. Jesus is living hope. The Bible declares that the Lord has redeemed us from the empty way of life that's so natural to us by offering new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. Easter has passed, but hope springs eternal because an empty tomb proved that true hope never dies. Resurrection power is about living forever, but it's also about living abundantly right now by setting our hope on grace. So my hope is that you'll embrace Jesus, the hope of the world. This is Pastor Jimmy. Find out more at Sunday Night Church in Mandeville.